Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 3rd of March and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in the third month of the year. And we'll start with some shocking news. I read in the Times this morning that apparently 75% of Britons have lied or exaggerated about their statuses and posts on Facebook. This includes enhancing career developments, boasting about an active social life and fabricating status updates and doctoring photographs. Apparently a third of people admitted to using younger pictures of themselves on their profiles. This revelatory survey of 2,000 people shows that 7% of people post only statuses which they feel make others laugh. Not convinced about that. And 52% would remove anything from their Facebook status which seems too boring. Again, that's not the experience I've got. What does that actually mean? Well, maybe not all you see is true. And hey, told you this was groundbreaking stuff. What it does do is lead us quite nicely into idea two, and the world being more and more transparent. A new report suggests that 89% of UK consumers are influenced by negative reviews online and 78% are deterred from making a purchase altogether. The report from Trustpilot suggests that 15% of customers say they're more likely to do business with a company after reading a response to a negative review that's been resolved. However, there's more to this than meets the eye. If there's more than one negative review, then it gets worse. On average, it takes 3 to 4 online negative reviews before 38% of consumers stop purchasing altogether. In other words, if you don't solve the problems that customers have, you'll pay the price. It's not all bad news. 60% of people said that they'd be more likely to do business with a company after reading a positive review, and 1 in 5 said at least 10% more. What does it actually mean? Well, again, you could say this is obvious stuff. I'd suggest it means delight your customers. Go the extra mile, exceed their expectations so much that they want to comment and talk about you. Deal with disappointment, spot problems and resolve them, and let people know you've done so. And crucially, do these things consistently. The key thing to me to benefit from this very transparent world now is you don't need to be doing these things, you need to be seen to be doing them. And idea three is to do this. How much time out do you constantly take to learn, develop and improve yourself as a leader? I've just been to an event where the speaker was the forthright and very forward-thinking leader of the business Webmart, Simon Biltcliffe, and he's got a very dramatically and demonstrably different business. And one of the impressive things that particularly struck me about Simon was his approach to pushing continuous learning and development. And that starts with himself. Simon is undertaking what he calls a DIY MBA. He's committed to 1 half-day a week to learning and exploring, where he constantly takes time out to read books, magazines, browsing websites, listening to podcasts, and yes, I will be sending him 3D thoughts, and proactively going out to meet other people and visiting and learning from other businesses. And it highlights two things we often talk about: going for walks, which is about strategically working on the business, not in it, and fishing in different ponds. Not just thinking out of the box, but getting out of the box and finding other ways to learn. Getting out there and seeing how other people do stuff. I'd argue you're doing that already with you listening to 3D Thoughts as a little bit. What could you do more? Create some time to fish in different ponds. Have a look at the website. I've put a couple of ponds you can dip into. Have a great week. Bye.